This driving simulator is one of a battery of tests engineers and psychologists are running on groups of Air Force personnel. It's easy to get tired when you have to stay up for days at a time and perform tasks at a high level. Sleep deprivation is a real thing. 50% of deployed military personnel report they sleep less than 5 hours a night. Often people drink coffee or use other forms of caffeine to stay awake, but biomedical engineer Andy McKinley says that's not a good idea.
The more you take it, the less effect it has. It also doesn't work very well when you're really, really tired. So if you're mildly tired, you get a good effect, but really tired, it doesn't work very well, and the effects are pretty short-lived.
And the caffeine gets into your bloodstream, raising your heart rate and blood pressure. So McKinley, who works for the Air Force, and psychologist Lindsay McIntyre, who's employed by a Dayton tech company, had an idea. Would an FDA-approved handheld device used for migraine headaches be able to make you more alert? The GammaCore has two electrodes that sit on your neck. This is where you would feel your pulse. The machine stimulates multiple branches of the vagus nerve, boosting memory and learning.
If anybody's ever used a TENS unit in PT, it feels much like that. And you just put it on either side of your neck. For 2 minutes is how we delivered the stimulation on each side of the neck with a 2-minute break in between.
And after a total of 6 minutes of treatment, the participants weren't as tired and had higher energy levels. Those benefits peaked after 12 hours and boosts of alertness lasted 20 hours. The volunteers got tested 9 times on 4 tasks. One of the activities involved pressing a button as soon as they saw a light move.
We kept them up for 34 hours, and 12 hours of being awake, we delivered this 6-minute stimulation. The people that got active stimulation had higher levels of multitasking, higher levels of arousal, faster reaction time.
The GammaCore study comes on the heels of another 3-year research project they did. It involved putting a couple of electrodes directly on the scalp and passing a weak current in between. It also worked, but took 30 minutes and required the assistance of somebody else. GammaCore took just 6 minutes, and you could hold it yourself.
You always have that dread that it's not going to work, and you've done all this time and money. And so, I was happily surprised. I found it kind of amazing in that with TDCS, the one on the head, we dosed that for 30 minutes, and this is only 6. So I think that's kind of where my reservation was, like, really 6 minutes is going to do it? But it did, so that was great.
NASA funded the study. McIntyre says the possibilities are endless, including space and the Arctic, where the weather messes up your biological rhythms. McKinley has some other ideas, including how it can be used to treat PTSD.
We've got other studies using the same device looking at accelerated learning, and in those studies, we also see benefits in other aspects of mood, so people feel like they're better able to do the tasks that they're tasked with doing. They feel happier. Their overall mood is better. They feel less nervous, less worried. And actually, there are groups looking at this technology as an intervention for post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's unclear if using GammaCore has any addictive properties. McKinley says there should be guidelines on the number of doses a day a person should get it. McKinley and McIntyre's research is in the June 10th online journal Communications Biology. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.